Place to Be Nation, welcome back to YouTube Roulette, the show where we pick random matches and live watch them and talk about them. I'm your host on this one because I have picked the matches this time. I'm the puppet master, the dealer on this one. I will. We'll do a quick roll call here because we have quite a gang here on this episode. As usual, we've kind of. I'll introduce him first, actually, because he's sort of just become a member of this crew. We just invite him on every time. So it'll be Matt Souza. What's up, Matt?
Jake, good to be back. Always a pleasure to be talking with you, gentlemen. Looks like we have quite a slate of matches this evening. So looking forward to diving in.
Quite a cornucopia, as usual. I will bring now in Sean Kidd. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good evening. And it seems like every pod I'm on, Matt seems to come on too. So, Matt, I actually, believe it or not, I do enjoy having you on these pods. I know that I act like I don't like you in real life, but I really do. So it's good to have you on. And, yeah, like you said, some really fantastic matches that you picked tonight, Jake. So I'm super excited.
Yes, so am I. I hope I will keep us entertained with this. I think a nice variety. I tried to keep it as – we'll talk about it as we get to them. But I tried to give a nice variety of different styles and eras and whatnot. But let me bring in Scott Shiflett. What's up, Scott?
Glad to be back. I missed you guys last month. Looking forward to watching these matches. Hopefully they don't suck. So, Jake, no pressure.
Well, I don't know if any one of these matches I've actually seen before, so I can make no promises. But I think sometimes we do our best work with look, I'll put it this way. I haven't watched any of these matches, but there's no way any of them are going to top Sean's pick of the 45-minute
okay. You mean top as worst match ever. I think that's forever entrenched in this show at this point on.
It's really kind of unfair. Like, you kind of – didn't give, like, none of us are ever going to have a chance.
It's kind of like I blew my wad, like, right out of the start, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. We
just we'll like see. We do to She-Hulk.
Yeah. We might have a candidate. We might have a candidate. So the last member of our crew, you just heard him, is Mr. Logan Crossland. What's up, Logan?
Not too much, man. This is already getting off to a hot start, so I can only imagine where we're going to go from here.
Yeah, it's a hot start if people are looking at our group chat, that's for sure.
Hey, hey. All
right. Inside baseball already, or inside something. Anyway, we will. So, Sean, do we need to go through? Do we usually go? I can't remember. Do we usually go through the beginning?
And go over? We're going through something right now, but let me get my sheet out real quick.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, get your sheet out.
The She-Hawk. Get my She-Hawk. Get my sheet
full
out.
Sheet.
But all right. So yeah, I'll go through our top five matches so far out of all the ones we've watched. So up through episode 3. So number 1 is the Killshot Fox match that we watched on the last episode, which is 4.5 stars. Owen Liger at 4.06. Punk, Mysterio, and Eddie at a 3.93. Bucks Dragons at number 4 to 3.5. And bringing up number 5, the famous Bockwinkel Chaco Guerrero match at 3.06. So those are our top 5 so far out of the last 3 episodes.
Very good. But yeah, we'll jump right into it. If everybody has it queued up, our first match is going to be from one of the most iconic feuds in wrestling history. This will be the Fabulous Freebirds versus the Von Erichs, the Come As You Are match from May 6, 1984. This, I feel like, will be right up Sean's wheelhouse. So I think what we can do is we'll count it in, and I'm sure Sean could probably give a much better and more elaborate and accurate background for this match.
You're giving me way too much credit, but okay.
Well, putting you on the spot, Sean. But anyway, we have it fired up here. If everybody's ready, I'll count us in. Are we all good?
Yep.
All right. So we'll crock and roll in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play.
All right. So I think this is for one of the Parade of Champions shows from 84. And it is for the 6-man tag team titles that the Freebirds currently hold. And it'll be Kevin and Kerry and their father Fritz challenging them for the trophy. It's a trophy that you see Gordy. It's a very kind of skewed, it's the picture's kind of messed up, but it's okay. But you can clearly see Gordy holding the trophy there.
The crop tops here.
Look at the taco meat on PSAs.
Yeah. Taco meat.
And the muffin top on Terry Gordy.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't. Let's talk about Buddy Roberts, too. Wait till you get a nice close-up of Buddy Roberts in his cutoff shirt.
Now, Jake, were you suggesting that Sean would come as he is watching this match? Or?
Oh, he might. Many might if they look at Michael PSA's here.
That's pure sex right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at Buddy. Now you're there's some taco meat there on Buddy Roberts, guys. Look at him.
Yeah, that's a muffin top. Jesus.
Yeah. That's a gordita.
That hair looks awful.
That hair is a tragedy.
So was this a three-part series, and the second one was As You Were, and then the last one was As You Wanted to Be?
Well, the last one was Come On You. So that was the last one.
It was a Nirvana joke, Sean.
I know. I screwed it up. I went south there like I normally
do. And then there was a reunion show about 20 years later, and then it was Come As You Used to Be.
So here I can't. Okay, so on Crock and Roll, Scott, you remember we saw a year from the date in 85, we watched Kevin Von Erich versus Ric Flair. You remember that, Scott?
Yes, hell of a match. They had to have Fritz pull off Kevin at the end from whooping Flair's ass.
Yeah, and in that discussion, we talked about why they would not make Kevin world champion ever. Do you know why?
Why? No.
Because he doesn't wear shoes.
Oh, yes.
Jesus, yes. Here we go.
We would never have an NWA world champion that would not wear shoes or boots.
That mask.
That guy's hat is awful.
Why does Fritz look like he works at a gas station?
That's where he moonlights.
I think it happened after they haven't done the heart attack angle where he had a heart attack, or was this part of that angle? I don't remember when that happened.
I think out of all of us here, you would be the best one.
You know what?
I think it's later on.
I thought it was 86.
I think it's when World Class started kind of, they were like past their prime by that point. I think
we had already lost like 4 Von Erich boys by that point.
Jesus. Right.
Like, I don't know if there were, so because I'm assuming this is Texas Stadium, I would assume, based
it
on
is.
That.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I think by the time that happened, I don't know if they were doing that good of business anymore, because I think that scene, I'm not an expert on World Class, but I did watch that documentary that WWE put out, and they kind of mentioned that was one of the signs, like, it was in, you know, in all those WWE documentaries about companies that have gone out of business, there's always that point where they start saying, and then things started going downhill, and like... I feel like the Fritz heart attack was part of that section of the doc.
When did they merge with AWA? That was like 88, wasn't it?
I thought that was the USWA they merged.
USWA was actually after, I think it might have been 89. Yeah, it was 89.
Right.
But So which Von Erich brothers do we have? Kevin and David? Derek.
Who is that? Is that David?
That's Bashful Von Erich.
Eric Von Erich.
I actually have to look it up because I don't know.
Doc Von Erich.
Because they all look like they're ill. So David, I gotta.
Definitely one of them.
That's Big Dick Von Erich, I think.
I think
it's David. Dick Von Erich. Brother Neo Von Erich. Hero, not Neo.
Right, so that is that is David Von Erich.
Okay, and that was, he was supposed to be the best one, right?
All right, so let me tell you, do you know what the main event at this card was? Because this was another match we covered on Crock and Roll during the summer. Listen to this. Stella May and Mike Von Erich versus Nicola Roberts and Gino Fernandez.
And and who is Nicola Roberts, everyone?
Nicola Roberts is Baby Doll, but Baby Stella May was like an 80-year-old woman who was like the aunt of Sunshine.
Looked like a damn Golden Girl was fighting, because that's one of the matches I watched.
So you have the Freebird. So you have Fritz. So all the Von Erichs are covered on this show in some form or fashion. I don't know where the mom is. She's probably at home burying more children. I don't know.
We should mention that we had a bit of a pretty hot little brawl to start, but we're a good 5 minutes in. We have just officially started the match. But, I mean, I don't mind it because the heat is, like, off the charts. Like, you see the crowd is
It's great. Like, what exactly is Kevin wearing? I'm not real sure what his attire is. Is that, like, white jeans and just bare feet?
That's what it looks like.
I mean, it's better than what Gordy and Roberts was wearing.
Looks like jeans you wear at the beach.
And Fritz looks like he just got home from work at the warehouse.
Michael Hayes definitely looks like my dad. Like, after he, like... I'd come home and he's like still in his jeans, but he's taking the shirt off and he's like eating chips in the recliner.
So I will share a personal story here, if you don't mind. Can I share it?
Go ahead.
All right. So, Michael, so more insight to the world of Sean growing up. So my father, I've talked on other podcasts, was a state trooper. Well, at one point in his career, he worked narcotics and did undercover work. This was like the late 70s. And I will tell you right now, he would be Michael Hayes' twin in this match at the time he was doing undercover work. He had the long blonde hair. He would walk around the house without a shirt on and he'd be wearing jeans. He definitely looked like Michael P.S. Hayes back in those days when he was doing undercover.
Was he undercover as Michael Hayes?
No, he was doing narcotics. So he was undercover. Oh,
so was Michael Hayes.
And the Von Erichs. Great point.
Did he say, Sean?
Did he listen to Bad Street a lot?
No, he was. Oh, no.
Oh, old man. God, that punch old by Fritz hurt me.
Fritz is in there. You know, these old guys like Watson, Mid-South, right. And Fritz, they just could not leave the business to save their life, could they?
Right.
You
could almost hear Fritz's hips creaking.
Especially with that kick right there in the corner. Oh, yeah, man. That was rough.
Need some oil for the joints.
Hey, Matt, I was going to say, Fritz, when he like punches, I would imagine he would sound a lot like Lex Luger.
Mm. Oh!
Yeah, that's how I imagine it. I imagine
there's one more like, oh!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck! The crowd's going round.
Oh man! Ooh, Fritz whipping Hayes. Like, whip the Von Erich boys back when they were younger.
And if you believe Gary Hart, what he was still doing during this time.
Scott, man, what's up? You're on fire tonight.
Start off hot. Spoiler alert: me and Sean recorded a podcast beforehand, so we are rocking and rolling right now.
Fritz so has to pull Sean's those pants
fault,
up.
Is what you're saying?
It's always my fault.
It's not his fault.
This referee looks like he's in a Hall & Oates cover band.
One of the Von Erichs boys are bleeding. Guess Fritz got
it. Is he bleeding or is that just the screen looking like he's bleeding because we don't have a clear picture? I'm not sure.
I mean, it could be both. Who knows?
Is it wrong that I really want to see him beat up Fritz and have Fritz take the loss? Is that like wrong of me to think one that?
Absolutely not.
Why would that be wrong of you?
I don't know. Just an old man getting beat up. I mean, this seems wrong.
David had just died, so this is Kevin and Mike and Fritz.
Oh, then maybe I must have been wrong about the Stella May match. I must have been another.
This is Kerry and Flair was a main event.
Yeah, this is
Is this when Kerry wins the title?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, this is from the Parade of Champions.
Look at that. Sean letting his history, letting it down. Sorry about that, guys.
You were a world class expert.
I was not a world class expert.
Don't ever mess up Dallas.
I have to say, if you're going to have a match with, like, 95% punches, these are some pretty damn good punches they're throwing in this match.
Let me tell you something. Kevin Von Erich is so underrated. Like, his match with Flair that we watched.
That was awesome.
It was, like, 4 stars, man. Like, him and Flair just tore the house down. So, very
even
underrated.
Though he doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, joking aside, that match was fantastic. And put like, any carry match I saw with Flair and him to shame. I mean, he was so good in that match.
Flair needed to work the feet more, I think. Needed more toe work.
I mean, in all reality, if you're going to attack someone, I mean, wouldn't you work over the foot if they're barefoot?
Right. Just stomp on it.
Stomp on it to begin with, yeah.
You know, concerto the foot. You know, what do you do?
Oh, he just took the boot off his beating the piss out of
shit.
Oh, my God. He just hit him in the head with it. Jesus Christ.
He probably had it coming.
Wait a minute! Kevin's actually wearing shoes, isn't he?
No.
Oh,
no. I can't tell. It's all like
just that dirty.
No, and that's disgusting. Like
he
it looks like
a lot of...
Sean, we know.
Buddy Roberts just used his.
Oh, he just gave him a like pecker shot to the head.
Good.
He just totally shoved his cock in his face.
Buddy Roberts looks like a lesbian.
He just skull fucked him in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
What the hell was that?
When is the last time you saw a skull fucking in wrestling? That's probably
that's what made world class great.
It's when I saw China She-Hulk take on fucking Adam Smasher.
Nice.
Do you think they went over that? Do you think they went over that move in the back pre-match?
Here comes Fritz.
We're gonna have a spot where I'm gonna skull fuck you right in the middle of Texas Stadium.
Fritz is a scary dude, man. Like when he
Fritz just got back from his shift working at his mom and pop like bait / gas station.
I got big Stu Hart vibes on Fritz. A lot of Stu Hart similarities.
He's like a southern.
Many rabbits. Why do you look like a lesbian grandma?
Jake's right. He's like a southern Stu Hart. You're right.
That's yeah, like true. A big Texas Stu Hart.
Oh, his name is
Oh God.
Oh, wow. Hey, Sean, you might get your dream here.
That's amazing. That's so great.
God, he's bashing him in the head.
Beat the hell out of Fritz.
But Fritz can only drop to one knee. He can't fall on the ground. Like, really, dude? He's like 873 years old.
Well, you probably wouldn't be able to get back up. Yeah,
Come on, you got to be impressed by Fritz in this. He's pretty badass.
A lot of Fritz love in the comments, I'll tell you that much.
I'm loving the Fritz.
People are like, Fritz is a badass.
He ain't with those Trisket hips. You kidding me?
Trisket hips.
If he goes to both knees, he's got to hit the life alert. That's it.
Oh,
got to get back to my
man. That's it. Jealous.
God.
One, two.
Yay!
By the way, Trisket hips need to go in the write-up.
So does Buddy Roberts, or Buddy Roberts, a.k.a. lesbian grandma.
We'll leave skull fucking out because it's not PC. We gotta leave that out. We gotta leave that out. That's not.
Gotta keep it semi PG.
Standards and practices would not approve of that. Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
That match flew by.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Hayes is bloody mess. Who's this guy running in?
Carrie. I think Carrie runs in. Oh, Killer Khan runs in too. That's Killer Khan.
Oh God. Right.
And you know who Killer Khan is, like late 80s Hulk Hogan challenger, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Right. I believe if we were listening to the commentary, we'd probably see some very not 2021 comments being made on commentary about Killer Khan.
This is a hell of an after brawl though.
I know.
This is great.
They've been
Killer Khan, aka Asian George the Animal Steel.
It looks like Carrie tore a bicep on brand.
Oh, no.
Oh dear.
Fritz just got off as John Deere from.
Now, does the Ultimate Warrior come out to mimic Kerry Von Erich?
Dingo Warrior doesn't come out for another couple years.
She'd come out to mimic Kerry Von Erich.
You know, the six man stuff is funny because they always do trophies on the six man. They never had a title, ever. But anyway. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sean, would you like to be the first to rate it?
No. I like to ride up on everybody else so I don't have a shit take.
Gotcha. You know what? Since I'll go first since I'm picking these. I think I'm going to go 3.5, which I don't know. Might be high, but it was really fun. It was had a lot of heat. I thought the punches were badass. I was entertained the whole time. Yeah, I thought it was really fun. I thought it was awesome.
All right.
Anyone?
You want me to call the names and just take them down, Jake, since I'm doing the ranking?
Yeah, go ahead, Sean. You're the
All right. Yeah. Logan, what'd you think?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go 3. I thought it was real nonstop, and it was a lot of physical good punches in there. Pretty physical contest, so I'll go 3.
All right. Sousa?
I'll go right down the middle. I'll go 3.25.
Okay. Scott?
Yeah, I'm there with Sousa. 3.25. I wish we had been able to see more. The crowd was losing their mind, but yeah, 3.25.
Yeah, I think I'll go 3.25 too. I thought it was a nice, fun brawl. Fritz just shocked the shit out of me, and yeah, that was good stuff. So yeah, I'll go 3.25. So good opening match, Jake.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I'll add too that Hayes was really awesome in the beginning, and I thought for as kind of it seemed chaotic, I thought they kind of structured pretty well too, because the beginning was like all of them like Hayes kind of stooging around, and then the Freebirds got a little momentum, and then the Von Erichs came back. So fun stuff. We will quickly change pace and tone.
Holy shit! This is 16 minutes.
And our next match will be.
Jake just no sold that. That was great. No selling that.
We'll get into it. You got to build up to it. But no, what I was going to say, based on the 16 minutes, I'll say that this could be a contender for this may be Tito and Tito and Cowboy Bob. We'll see what happens.
It can't be that bad, can it? Like, really? Wow. Okay.
60 minutes of this could be like an hour and a half of Tito and Cowboy Bob.
Before we start, does anyone have context on this match? Because this is one I've never even heard of.
I do. We can get into it when the match starts.
All right. Hey,
Sean, look at the name of the show that it's on and just use context clues.
Well, no,
You've seen this before, I promise.
No, I imagine the end game on it. I just don't know the event or... Yeah, I got it. I just don't know the background of the feud. I just know these guys were in ECW together at one point. But let's get into it.
Right. So, infamous moment, but I thought it was an interesting match to watch because I know most people have seen the moment, but I don't know how many times. Like, I don't know if most people have sat and watched the actual match. So, this will be New Jack versus Vic Grimes from XPW Freefall 2002. And I don't know exactly, maybe Matt, you know exactly what they call this, but it's like a scaffold match, I guess we'll say.
Basically.
Right.
Well, most scaffold matches are really shit, so this has potential to be really bad, I think.
Oh, we'll see. If we're all queued up, I'll count us in.
Yep, I'm good.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Jesus.
W.
Is this Jake? Is this XPW is where they cut off Messiah's thumb, right? I remember you talking about in
RAP. This is where that whole
with
saga.
With Messiah.
XPW is. I'm not an expert on XPW, but it is pretty famous for being kind of insane and having a lot of like. I mean, its main affiliation, I think, is with porn. Honestly, like that's it. Really, like the main theme of XPW is that it's connected to porn.
So All right, so explain that to me. How's it connected to porn?
They had a lot of like I think the guy who ran it was involved in like shooting films for porn, and I think they had like literal porn stars as the managers and valets for the wrestlers, and I think like the production company that produced the DVDs also produced porn DVDs, if I remember.
Correctly. Oh, is that Lizzie Borden? Is that where she came from?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And yes. Black. Okay. Rob Black is the guy.
Yeah. Thank
now
you.
Speaking of production quality, it took a good. We just sat for about 30 seconds on just a shot of the ring with the scaffold with nothing happening. I thought my video had like paused at first because like nothing was happening.
There was a giant red X. Is this an Ultimate X match?
I was confused at first. I was getting mixed up with that Hulk Hogan. That 2002 or whatever promotion they tried to do after WCW. Which one was that?
I think that's the
XWF.
XWF.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I was getting a Chris Cross.
That's the one with Jimmy Hart.
Now I got it.
Yes.
Okay. I feel we need to hear Natural Born Killers during this, gentlemen. It's only fitting.
We can do it.
There you go.
You could play the shitty dub that the.
That a. Was that
I will not play the shitty dub.
Was that a bong in the ring?
Logan, could you do that just like, a cappella, the shitty dub version?
Give me a second.
What's he saying here? Do we need to turn the volume up?
I think he basically says he wants to kill Vic Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's probably some typical New Jack stuff, I'm going to murder everyone, yada, yada.
Do you remember when he dated Terry Reynolds? That's so weird. I thought the weirdest thing of being heard.
That is very weird.
Dated is, an understated word, I think. I don't think he dated her.
What do you think they did together?
You know what they did.
So he's saying that I have the YouTube captions, which are not always the most reliable, but he says he'll quit if he doesn't beat Vic Grimes.
Okay.
Now, so the legitimate story behind this match, I don't know what the storyline was for XPW purposes, but basically they had a match, I think it was a match or a brawl at an ECW pay-per-view like a couple years earlier, and they did a balcony dive. And basically what happened was either Vic Grimes got nervous like at the last second while they're up on top of the balcony, and New Jack basically threw him. And Grimes grabbed onto New Jack and pulled him down. So they both fell.
Oh, Jesus.
I think New Jack fell first and Grimes fell on top of him. And New Jack got like legitimate, like permanent injuries from that fall.
Right.
So that will lead to what you see at the end of this match, basically. Right. So.
New Jack, of course, not one to, I should say, is one to hold a grudge.
Why does Vic Grimes look like a shitty security guard?
Well, you know.
He looks like Just Incredible 8 Just Incredible.
Yes, he does.
And so during that match,
so, and if you know anything about Gangsta's match, it plays, or New Jack matches, mm-hmm. it plays the whole time.
Yes.
So it's just that over and over again.
Wikipedia says they fell off the scaffold, missed the tables that were supposed to absorb the force of the fall, and landed on the concrete floor with Grimes landing on New Jack's head. New Jack suffered brain damage, a broken leg, and a skull fracture, resulting in permanent insomnia, and was permanently blinded in his right eye.
From this match?
From the first match they had it. It was at Living Dangerously 2000.
I've seen that one before. Yeah, I've seen that bump before where he falls. It's nasty. Like, and it really is. Like, you could see Vic Grimes kind of hesitate, and they just, like, they have no control. They just, like, kind of tumble, and it's terrible looking.
I didn't watch a lot of ECW.
If you want to watch it.
I didn't watch a lot of ECW. Like,
I haven't seen a ton either, but these are just like I said, that's why I picked this match, because I feel like most like kind of wrestling fans have seen this moment, but you know, maybe not the entire 16 minutes. No, it's fine.
The dark side of the ring on New Jack is really funny, actually. Mm-hmm. It's disturbing as well, but funny at the same time.
New Jack is like the modern day Abdullah, where he just shoves shit in your face.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think he was trained by him, wasn't he?
Oh, really? Was he really?
I think
of how impressive this is. He's basically dealing with his one eye. So, you know, we're glad he's not like stabbing him in the eye. With
it doesn't take a lot of talent to stab you in the head with a fork.
Wow. So there was a scaffold match in ECW that was like this, too, where they had all the tables in the ring. It's that famous clip with Tommy Dreamer on top of the scaffold.
Yes.
It was against, I think it was against Brian Lee, I think, was that one.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that. Right.
Yeah.
So the, I didn't watch that much ECW, like you guys had said, but like I'm familiar with New Jack just because of all the crazy shit that you've seen him do. But when I was in college, I also had insomnia, but for different reasons than falling off. A nice nut shot. But falling off of scaffolding. But I would watch wrestling shoot videos that were put up on YouTube. And the craziest one I think I've ever seen is New Jack, Iron Sheik, and Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking batshit insane. And they talk about the Chris Benoit thing. And, like, Iron Sheik is Sheik. But, like, New Jack is like, this motherfucker right here. You put his hand up and he catch it with the steel. And it's just, I don't know if it's still online, but go out of your way to try to find it. It's like a 20-minute rant, and you'll just be like, Why do I watch wrestling?
So this was the main event of this show. So you wanted to hear the other matches that were on this show?
Oh, my God.
No,
no, I don't.
Sorry. No, you don't want to hear it? Okay.
No, you can say it. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I'm not going to name all of them, but just some known ones. Psychosis versus Evan Courageous.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Jesus. Anybody? Juventud Guerrero versus Mosco de la Merced, whoever that is. Lizzie Borden defeated Veronica Kane in a buck naked match.
Mm. Oh, hello.
And the Sandman defeated Supreme to win the XPW King of the Death Championship.
That's Jesus.
Oh, the prestigious King of the Death Championship.
Decent crowd here for a...
Yeah, extremely.
Yeah, really.
I see what you did there. Extremely. I see what you did there.
Yeah, extremely. You like that? That wasn't on purpose, I promise.
How bad do you think that crowd feels? Like... Solid, like, no bathing, right?
This is at the Grand Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles.
And that was other thing that I remember, like, summer of 2000, ECW ran a pay-per-view there, and they had all the XPW guys in the crowd, and they started, like, a riot in the parking lot. I think it was, like, Heat Wave 2000, something like that.
Now, you should track these weapons. We didn't mention, but I think Vic Grimes had what could only be described as Wolverine's claws a second ago.
Yeah.
And now New Jack has, like, a...
New Jack using
rake or something.
Fiber optic lights. To,
it looks like
that's a really good analogy. Just got
out of a hurricane.
I like that.
Before there's like whole school antennas.
New Jack has a Harry Potter broomstick.
I like the fiber optic. Like they've literally done nothing in this match in the great scheme of things.
It's cracking me up because the YouTube captions, every time, I guess they're probably trying to, it's New Jack, but it keeps putting Jake, which is funny. New Jake.
You know, I'll say this about New Jack. Obviously, he was never the best wrestler, but my God, when Natural Born Killers started up in an arena, mm-hmm. the place used to go fucking bonkers. And he just had a presence about him that a lot of wrestlers today would kill to have, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, never the best wrestler for, you know.
Kind of like Sandman energy, right?
Right.
Was he the one?
This is moving though. This match mm-hmm. is moving.
Yeah, it really is. Was he the in Smoky Mountain Wrestling? Was he the wrestler that said, "Hey, OJ, thanks for taking two out for us"?
Yeah, I believe that was.
That sounds on brand for. Sounds right. I'm sure Jim Cornette coached him through that promo.
Oh, 100%.
In between watching New Jack fuck his wife, he helped him out with that.
I want to see the crew that put the golf scaffold.
Holy shit!
You just broke that golf
with a five iron.
Good Lord.
That's awesome. Is Vic Grimes still alive today?
I think so.
I can't imagine so.
Well, I mean, I know New Jack's obviously, but it's.
You'll find out in about 8 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't. I meant literally not. Okay.
I used to love when New Jack used to use the guitar too. He'd throw the powder in the guitar. Oh God, so great! Smash it over someone's head. The powder would go everywhere.
He is still alive.
He's still alive. Yeah,
he is.
As they, New Jack just died. Like last year or this year.
Mm-hmm. How tall is that fucking scaffold?
Right.
How's this?
That's what I said a minute ago. Like
the scaffold is the real question.
Holy shit!
Oh, that's right. Grimes was a guy they were going to bring into WWF in the late '90s as the drug dealer for drugs.
As the drug pusher.
That's
key,
right.
He was Key, right?
Yeah, Key.
Yeah.
Yeah, Key. It, yeah, that's right.
He actually was. I don't ever remember him being on TV. He was.
That's Key. I think a. Shotgun Saturday Night.
Yeah, like some syndicated stuff, I think.
Made his debut on a July 26, 99 Raw.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
And he feuded with the Godfather.
Yeah.
The Godfather suffered an injury as the feud was going on, and Grimes was he was taken off on TV.
Now we've gotten to the point where it feels like you're watching like American Gladiators or something because they're just like climbing up the scaffolding slowly. Which Vic Grimes, if you can imagine, is not he's not like, getting up there too quickly.
This is like PN News at Bash 91.
Can't believe it. Like,
Yo baby, yo baby, yo.
Pendulum.
Die from a heart attack climbing.
I was saying earlier, like, I want to see the crew who made this. Because, like, you always hear stories of, like, even in WWF or WCW, the guys who would make this. And those are huge companies. Even those guys are kind of sketchy, weird characters. So I can only imagine who XPW hired to come put together this.
The porn stars put it together. Lizzie Borden up there with a socket wrench.
Double duty. Porn star / contractors.
This is an impressive
Sandman drinking on the job again.
That's an impressive looking scaffold, though.
Yeah,
right.
This guy looks terrifying.
That's a very dad comment, Sean.
Look where he is.
That's a very dad comment.
That it looks like scaffold. It is a good scaffold. Yeah. It's well done. It's
quality scaffold right there.
It is. They put a lot of work into that scaffold.
Quality scaffolding.
They did some doggy style and reverse cowgirl and that thing to make sure it was steady.
Just had a Caligula-like orgy on top just to make sure.
Lizzie Borden and She-Hawk China gave that thing a workout before the match.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh.
Now we get to the awkward moment in any scaffold match where moving very slowly and fear
falling.
All right,
guys, I have never seen the end of this match, and I know you said I should. I don't think I've ever seen the end of this match, so I venture to say this is a big disaster, what happens, I would think.
I'm guessing.
Let's not spoil it.
Okay.
I've never seen like anything from this match before.
The thing about it is, like in a situation like this, even if everything goes exactly as planned, even that's not really a good outcome.
No.
Like, you know.
Yeah, there's no way for this to end well at anywhere. No way.
But yeah, if I'm Vic Grimes, I'm doing the P and news. I'm
graying and not moving.
Yeah. And I'm like, going flat.
Like, you know, like we don't know how much Mick got paid for like the King of the Ring 98 thing.
Oh my god.
And like we know it was like triple. What the hell? Is he choking him? Is he tasing him?
What the fuck is that?
Oh my god.
That's a taser, gentlemen, I think.
Yeah. Stun gun.
Man,
like, how much do you think he's getting paid? Like a Happy Meal or something? Like a double quarter pounder or something?
$17 and a DVD of Lizzie Borden's finest work.
Putting the scat shit up.
What? Oh my god! What are we doing?
Here we go.
My god! Oh. What?
Oh my god!
Landed on the fucking rope.
That's what killed him.
That bouncing work on the rope was fantastic. Ball game. That kind of came out of nowhere. He just like that was it. Right. That's it. Wow.
He tased him for 40 straight seconds.
Yeah, that
seems
really
like it would kill a man.
For like.
So,
oh my god, it's crazy. They're like checking his pulse.
So did he do this on like? On purpose? Because he had said before, like, Vic Grimes had fucked up a spot. So was this, like,
retaliation.
Yeah. So that was pure retaliation.
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah,
I think he, like, purposely overshot him.
So I have it pulled up here. It says, in the 2005 documentary Forever Hardcore, New Jack claimed that his intentions were to throw Grimes so hard that he would fall headfirst into the steel turnbuckle and die as retaliation for the now infamous Danbury fall at Living Dangerously 2000. Some believe this to be a work on New Jack's part, but...
That didn't look like any work to me.
No, sure didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, he goes into it on the Dark Side of the Ring. Y'all should watch that if y'all haven't seen it.
Yeah. So this is the one he talks about.
Right. I think that's actually what made me pick this too. Yeah.
Just holy shit, guys. That was...
Yeah.
So he was overall he was okay after all this, Grimes?
He's alive.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he is alive. So.
Well, I guess he got the ultimate revenge because New Jack's dead. So I guess he won.
Jesus.
Oh, thanks for joining us, XPW. Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys.
I don't even know how to rate that. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
Right.
Yeah, on the attempted homicide scale, like, where's that at?
No, homicide. This wasn't a homicide match. He wasn't on this show.
that was insane. Wow.
Isn't there like some quote too that he said something like Vic Grimes said like I can't feel my legs and New Jack said like don't worry you won't need them and like threw them. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like I've read that before.
I'd believe it if it was true. I believe.
Wow. All right, so I'll start with the ranking. So I'll go to Logan first. What'd you think?
It's a tough
one.
You
had to go to me on that one first. Well, I'm not going first on that one. That's for sure.
Go to somebody else. I don't want to.
All right, I'll go to Shiflet.
I'll give it like a half a star because we almost saw a guy get killed. Like I don't even know. It was a garbage match.
That's 4 stars. What do you mean? I have a star.
I can't figure your grades out.
Dude, that was
star homicide.
That was real rough to watch. Like it was garbage wrestling throughout, and then like Jake said, they tased him for 45 seconds. Said he can't feel his legs. Right. Said he won't have to worry about it. Fat boy and threw him. So. Just a half a star for Vic Grimes climbing the scaffolding before his impending doom.
By the way, the comparable worst is Tito versus Orton is a big fat dud, unanimous. So half a star, it's already ahead. So
right, yeah. I think it's ahead of that because I didn't know what it was going to be like moving up to that, but I thought that it was an okay like it wasn't too slow. Like the brawling in the beginning didn't bother me much. I mean, you got the moment where they climb the scaffold and it's kind of slow, but I think I don't know. I'll give it a star and a half, because it did pay off what it was supposed to do. I mean, they did go up there, he fell, and they had some decent kind of violent brawling and weapon stuff like you'd expect. So not a wrestling classic, but I don't think it was like horrible. Like, it was decently entertaining.
Okay, star and a half for Jake. Matt.
Yeah, I was thinking star, so I'll go star on that. I am a mark for New Jack, so I can't give him anything less than a star.
All right. I will also go one star. Just that was a really bad garbage match, but that end was ridiculous, so I'll go a star on it. Logan?
I'll go one, too. That sounds good.
All right, so that is officially the second worst match that we have watched in the history of this podcast. All right, very good. And late breaking news, unfortunately, Chaco Guerrero is no longer in the top five as it was surpassed by Freebirds Von Erich. So we have to say goodbye to Chaco, unfortunately. It was nice.
I'm so sorry, Chaco.
It was a good run. It was a 4-episode run for Chaco, so that's much better than we all anticipated, I think.
In the arms of a Chaco.
Is there like shivering
I'll
snow
be
leopards?
Missing Chaco.
Where we feel so warm. Every step I take.
Guerrero.
Ten cents will take care of Chaco.
I want to up my grade on Chaco so he can stay in the top five.
You can't.
It doesn't matter. We're never going to stop talking about him anyway.
When's the tribute album coming out?
Hey, Logan, don't worry. We'll track down another Chaco match and see if we can match it one day.
So,
All right.
So our next pick has two wrestlers who probably are in the similar vein of Vic Grimes and New Jack as far as wrestling ability, and that will be Stan Hansen and Terry Funk.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to watch this because I've heard part of what I enjoy about doing this whole show is just kind of picking stuff that maybe I've always wanted to watch, but for whatever reason I haven't, just because it's, you know, normally I watch things in order and all that. But so just to pick stuff I've heard about that I haven't really watched, and this was a feud because I know Stan Hansen is kind of well known. He's not a guy I've seen a lot of, or what I have seen is like his kind of early 90s WCW stuff. So but anyway, yeah, I believe this is in Japan. This is in All Japan in 1983. So I'm really looking forward to checking this one out. So if you guys are queued up, we can go, because this one's got a little bit to it. This is a good 20-minute match. So if you want to get started, are we good?
Do it.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
So Jake, this is out of all your picks, this is the one that made me the happiest.
I'm good.
Why didn't they do it, please? Over the ring.
We do a lot of Japan on Crack and Roll. Scott and Logan have both shit on many times, so I'm glad we're watching another Japan match.
I mean, Crack and Roll is the show where you go through Vic Grimes' career is key.
although one of the best matches we ever watched on Crack and Roll over the last 6 months was a Japan tag team match with the Sheik and Abdullah versus the Funk Brothers.
Sure was.
That was on that pod.
That match was a career retrospective of the British Bulldog.
That too, yeah. So Matt, I forgot you were on that show. So remember how great that match was?
Oh,
that
was awesome.
Yeah. Yep. So I hope this one's as good, because these two are hosses. Mm-hmm. I love all the posters and let's
hustle, Terry. Yeah. That a big banner. Let's hustle, Terry.
I want that on a poster or a bumper sticker.
They're treating him as like a rock star, which is crazy to see. Mm-hmm.
But that's what they do in Japan. Like, they do the pageantry with the girls with the roses, and they treat these guys like they're kings.
Right.
Wait till Stan Hansen's entrance. It usually goes one way. Oh. Stan Hansen's entrance is in Japan.
I bet you Stan Hansen is waving his arms around trying to shoo them all away. That would be
pretty
guess.
Much.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Funk's jacket is sick.
Yep.
I'd Texas Bronco. Is that what it said on the back?
I think so. I love. Oh man.
Oh, there and there it is.
There he is.
Right. I was right.
Swinging at everyone.
God, the best.
Get away from me.
I can only imagine the racial slurs he's yelling.
Oh Jesus.
Did you think anything more or less Japan than Stan
I didn't
Hansen?
Say anything like, that he should have right. said. I just
I
said,
know. I'm just saying. I get what you're saying in that.
Well, he couldn't see, so he was getting people out of his way so we wouldn't kill him.
Terry looks so weird without a mustache.
He's in training for No Holds Barred right now.
How does he look older now in this match than he does now?
Who, Terry?
Yeah, Terry.
Lack of mustache has to be one of them.
Yeah.
That should make him look older, though.
Wait. I think later in, you should see Dory in this era in Japan. You want to talk about someone who looks old?
He looks like Dory Funk Sr. in this match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You egg-sucking dog.
This reminds me of like Ring of Honor with all the streamers and everything. Right. So this is from 83, Jake?
Yeah.
Yes.
You'd say worldwide Ring of Honor is like 5 or 6 now, right?
What? As far as ranking of the promotion. Yeah. I don't even think it's a blip on the radar. You never hear anybody talk about Ring of Honor anymore. NWA is actually surprised Ring of Honor at this point.
They had that chance and they just let everyone walk away.
They should have merged with NWA and everybody when they had the chance.
They really should have. If they merged those two promotions, you'd have a pretty solid. Yeah.
It looked like they were going to pre-pandemic when all this was getting involved and shit, and then the pandemic derailed things, and they haven't really gone back to it.
But. Well, and then Marty fucked up.
Oh yeah, that was the one. I forgot about that too. Yeah, that's a good point.
Too sweet.
Now we get title defenses against Trevor Murdoch.
Yeah.
Ugh,
what a joy.
No offense to the Saturday Special crew, but what a shitty main event that would be. That's just saying.
Well, I think that's what the main event is for the anniversary show.
Indeed, it is. That's why I made the comment.
And Tyus is fucking TV champion.
Yeah. All right. So they're just tying up. Now I guess we'll see what happens from here. Not much has happened yet.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Slapping the shit out. There we go. That's right.
Bunk's laying the forearms.
If this is anything less than 3 stars, I'll be very, very disappointed.
Why'd they both wear black? I mean,
Cowboys. They're bad. They're bad cowboys. Bad cowboys wear black. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, he kicked the shit out of Terry right there.
that's awesome.
Punch me again, you egg-sucking dog.
Fuck is so manic. He just,
I know.
Oh, God.
Damn it, Stan. Why'd you have to hit me so hard?
I hear a train in my head.
You egg sucking dog.
Sucking dog.
I can't see anything, so I'm just punching everything in front of me.
Oh, God.
Spitting tobacco everywhere.
I'm pretty sure he just displaced his shoulder with that punch.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I feel like Hanson looks older here now, too, than he did like in 90.
He's going to be pissing out parts of his liver after this match.
Oh, God.
Hanson looks more like Bruce Prichard's brother than Tom does.
He really does.
That's all I see looking at those. Dude, they're beating the piss out of each other. Look how red his chest is.
I think it's more than Hans. I think it's more Hanson beating the piss out of Funk.
Oh, shit.
Right. Wow.
My ear. My eye.
Even the turnbuckle shot looks savage.
God.
Right.
I just imagine like he has a big old dip in and just spits it around the ring.
Just freaking beat the shit out of him.
God damn.
Oh my God. That's like the best like turnbuckle shots I've ever seen.
Good Lord.
I was thinking the same thing. He just punched him. That's like totally stiff. That's cheap right there.
God.
Like Sousa was saying, he can't see, so he's just like swinging at everything.
God
damn, Ric Flair, D got nothing on Hanson.
Oh my God, he just came right in the fucking face.
Oh my God.
Strong damn it, Stan, style, baby. Stop kicking me so hard.
That Texas strong style.
I thought we were friends, man.
God, he cracked him right in the forehead.
I invited you to my son's birthday party.
God. It's only been like 6 minutes. This has got 14 more minutes of this ass whooping to go
the
on.
The only wrestling hole we've had is a body slam. The rest they've just been stiffing each other. It's, wow. Oh, drop kick.
Oh.
Oh, with the streamers.
Jesus, they keep killing each other like this. The only thing they're both going to be sucking on is chicken broth for the meal for the next week and a half.
20 minutes of this.
It's awesome. Hanson's still alive, right?
Yeah,
they're both still alive, yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed
Funk
it.
Terry Funk would only wrestle for 30 more years after this.
Oh, my God. Terry Funk got his big ass up.
Have you guys seen much of Terry's run as the NWA champion?
No, I haven't. And it's actually on my list to go back and rewatch some of that. I've been a lot into Harley Race a lot. So after Harley Race, I'm going to Funk.
So you've been watching Triple H in 2003?
The Harley Race cosplayer himself.
God!
Oh, man.
Oh, that was right on the jaw.
Good God.
He's like, then he kicks him in the back. He can't even breathe. He's just like kicking him in the back. Jesus.
And his selling just makes it so much better because he's just like flailing all over.
See, Scott Logan, there are good Japan matches.
Why could I never watch this, Sean? I'm watching some Blair Jumbo Saruta.
Because unfortunately, this isn't Crockett Wrestling, unfortunately. I wish it was.
Yeah, this isn't the bullshit arm lock contest you made me watch with Martel and Flair. Yeah,
this isn't
fucking arm wrench after arm wrench.
No, this is not Martel Flair at all.
Oh, Brett's my God. About
Flair. He's a formula wrestler.
He is. So is Kenny Omega, by the way.
So is every wrestler ever.
I know.
Five moves to do, baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that elbow drop.
So the last two matches have featured two wrestlers I would not want to get in the ring in if I was a wrestler. New Jack, for obvious reasons, and Stan Hansen, because he wouldn't be able to fucking see me and just would beat the piss out of me.
Well, normally I'd say that about Funk, but he is just totally dominated Funk. This is almost like a squash.
Imagine, like... This is Terry Funk's career. Like, he's doing this stuff in the 80s and then the 90s. Like, you know what I think I'll do? Get thrown into C4.
And a barbed wire match.
Broken glass seems fun. Let's try that out for a bit. Yeah.
Throw me off the stage while I'm in a dumpster. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh, back suplex. Nice.
There you go.
Oh, I'm going to come out with a chainsaw. 98.
Fire would make this
I'm going to wear some pantyhose over my head and come out with a chainsaw.
Throw me over with a dumpster.
I'm getting kind of bored of getting bored of getting the piss beat out of me in a traditional way. Let's find some new innovative ways.
He is kicking the shit out of his head with his good.
You're not going to be able to kick me anymore when I break your fucking leg, Stan.
This honestly might be one of the most favorite files I've ever watched. I am absolutely in love in this.
Holy shit.
You're not the only one, Sean.
Like, even a spin toe hold they make look good. Like, who makes a spin toe hold look good?
Oh my God, he just hit it.
I'm gonna tear your ligaments, you ball cutted son of a bitch.
I think I need to go back and watch some more Stan Hansen now too. Man, could you imagine if I wish he had gotten a run with Hogan back in the day? That would have been a hell of a feud.
They have a match in Japan.
But it's like 1990 or something, right? Wow.
Shit. God. I remember it being really good, though.
Sousa, wasn't that the match that Gordy didn't want to lose? And
yeah, it was supposed to be Hansen, Hogan and Gordy.
Hansen was like, fuck it, I'll lose for that money.
Was it any good? I never saw it. Was it good, Matt?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
My God. Hogan in Japan always seemed to
More like Hogan's Japan stuff. It's not as like Formula House Show stuff.
I did see the Muda match with Hogan, and I was shocked how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way they shot him. When he started to bleed, because you couldn't really see it, and you just see blood start dripping on Stan Hansen's chest.
Look at that toe hold, man. Have you ever seen, like, would you imagine ever a toe hold would look as good as that does? Jesus. That's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
He's like bending his toe over his knee, and it's like, my God.
He's like kicking him in the face.
I mean, it looks like that Terry is on offense.
Break your head like Stan, come on.
He's been getting his ass whooped the whole 11 minutes we've been watching this match.
I didn't mean to call you an egg-sucking dog.
Wow.
I didn't mean to insult your hair. Just let me break your leg.
Apparently that banner that said Hustle Terry meant, Terry, get the fucking shit beat out of you for 20 minutes. That's what Hustle must mean.
Oh!
Dude, he is just laying the shit in.
God almighty.
Crimson Mask.
God, this is like of his eyes on Apollo kind of shit, man. This is brutal.
Fuck.
Hansen's going full. If he dies, he dies.
Oh, damn, this is hilarious. Shit.
I'm going back to your toe, you bastard.
See, there's the toe work you missed in the Von Erich match.
That was a great ref bump. Oh, that was really good.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I didn't whoop your ass more, Terry. I'm going to drop you on your fucking giblets.
Oh, my God. Terry, like, scampered across the floor.
Where did he go? He's gone. Oh, God. He's gonna choke him to death.
You tripped my low-hanging fruit on the rope. Yeah.
Why'd you have to crush my Texas grapefruits there, Stan? You already busted me open.
Instead of the eye thing, he's like, my scrotum.
This has been a complete and utter squash match. Like, just total squash.
Oh, my God. He's like dragging him.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what was he dragging him by?
Like that.
He
got whatever that is. Is that
Jesus. Rope?
He tied a rope around. He had like a rope around the ring post or whatever.
The strategically placed noose we found in the crowd.
Yeah. And he wrapped around his neck and dragged him back to the ring.
Good Lord.
That's one does.
He's going to hang him Raven style.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sanjay style, I guess.
Well, at least he's got streamers on. He'll look nice
in that match. Oh, my God.
Brutal.
Terry, I think that choked you more than trying to get
you
out of the table. Dude, this is bad.
Oh, my God. He's just ping-ponging his head, the man.
Jesus.
Oh, the ref finally. Nope, ref still has not returned.
Why would you go easy on me, Stan? I thought we were friends.
Good God.
I thought we were friends.
Remember when we rode bicycles in the park?
So here's one of the comments.
Oh, my goodness.
When I saw the thumbnail, I thought this was a death match, but nah, it's just a Stan Hansen match. Which is almost worse than its own.
Jesus Christ.
He's got it in his mouth.
Jesus.
I like the person who's taking pictures like of this like
just
corpse.
Appalled at what's going on.
He'll like take a picture and run away.
Jesus. Wow. He is just beating the piss out of him.
Oh, here's another good comment. If I had to choose between getting hit by a truck and fighting a pissed off Stan Hansen, I'd be out on the road in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would rather get hit by the truck.
No doubt. Like, he's just destroying him. Oh. The match is, like, do we even know, like, is it a DQ? Like, do we even know or do we care? I just...
Okay. I don't know what's...
It looks like the ref's just letting him go at this point.
It looked like he got rid of the.
Look at his leg jiggle.
The rope.
Oh, yeah. There's Dory. There's Dory. Like look at him. Dory Funk looks like 80.
Stop beating up my brother.
don't beat my brother up.
Right.
Is that Dory Jr. or Senior?
Oh, that's
God damn it.
Damn, Dory got a good kick in right there.
I know. Oh, I love Dory's like really little.
He just threw the ref into the 10th row.
No, Dory's fantastic, but God, he looks old.
I like his
He's
little
one of those
cotton
people
ball.
Who old when he was 25.
You know what's great?
I think he's one of those people like Mean Gene. Looked old when he was like 25.
And you know what's great? Terry is still selling that he can't breathe. Just amazing. Look at him.
Dory's like Arn Anderson. He's looked the same since he started his career.
A little rabbit tail on his head.
And off Hansen goes.
Hansen just pushed a fan in like 6 feet away.
I saved my brother from that mean old man.
Damn, jeez. Funk's got some great... Funk's a great seller. He's got like edge-like selling.
He's like, it's easy to sell when it's real, goddammit.
he's not quite seizing enough, Sean. He's not quite...
He's like, what do you mean selling... Tied me up.
He just tried to fucking kill me. Thank God for you, Dory.
Not a shit take.
They have like the smelling salts.
800 times.
It's still out in the crowd going ape shit.
Wow. Dory, he looks like a doctor, so I mean, it makes sense he has smelling salt on him.
He's actually
came in from doing some taxes in the IRS building.
I think he's actually like part of the office. He's part of the office in New Japan at this point, so he's actually
Dr. Funk Jr.
He looks like he just taught honors calculus at Tokyo University.
Right. All right.
Here's what you do with your T charts. Did you get your W-2 yet?
He is a mess.
Don't worry, I can't see out of my left eye. We'll be back in Texas. Are those cheerleaders in the crowd? I love the pawpaw
cheerleaders in the
crowd.
Yo,
this is
go, Terry.
He's like spitting out his teeth. Go, Terry. Good job.
Oh, this is the line for permit renewals. License renewals is on the white line. You want to go there?
Hell of an after sell last you, man. God, my great.
God. DMV Dory Funk. Yes.
Thank you. Someone picked up on it.
All right, that's got to go in the write up, too. Don't forget DMV Dory Funk. That's good.
Please,
you want a
number?
You want a vanity plate that says my ass kicked by Stan?
You know, many of these servers could be done on our website now.
You didn't have to leave your honors calculus class to come help me, Donovan. But I appreciate it.
Now, did you see the lights in the corners? Yes or no?
There's so many good visuals. It's like the streamers like stuck to his bloody body. Like there's blood on Dory's shirt.
Blood on Dory's shirt. Yeah.
His selling after the match is just as good as it was during the match.
I want one of those red jackets that those security guys have.
Right? Those are awesome.
What were they going the wrong way or something? Now they're just right.
God damn fans, I'm bleeding out here.
Don't take me back to the ring. Stan may come out and kick my ass some more, please.
Fucking hospital.
Oh my God, I would lose it if Stan Hansen just ran back to the plane.
Oh, that might take it to a 5-star match.
That would be 5 stars.
5 stars. That happened. Just covering it out and hit him with a lariat in the crowd.
Like as soon as he gets to the little entranceway right here, just Stan Hansen pops out and clotheslines him.
We're supposed to leave by the east entrance.
Call me a Nick sucking dog one more time.
The cheerleaders are ridiculous. I'm sorry.
The cheerleaders.
Why does Terry have his hands up like he wants something? Dude, you got your ass beat for 18 minutes.
You are, man. If you can't do it, no one can.
Wow. Jake, you picked a hell of a match. This is a hell of a one you picked. Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow.
You did good.
I think I'll go first on that one. I think I'm going to go 4.25. Just an insane, like, what a shit kicking that Terry Funk just took. His selling is so good. There's like, it's so chaotic, too. I don't know. That was good stuff. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, I'll go next. I'm also going 4.25. Probably one of the best. We watched a Japan match with the Funk set. I think we went 4, but I like this one a lot better. I mean, unfortunately, the ending's always what you get in Japan where they do the big schmoz finish, but the selling in the match, the selling after the match, the beating, Terry Funk getting squashed, I just never thought I'd see it. So, yeah, I'm a big 4.25. That was amazing. Logan?
Yeah, I'll go 4.25 as well. I really enjoyed it. Just an absolute shit-kicking. And poor Terry Funk has to have brain damage just from that match alone.
And he still goes for another 30.
And he still goes for another 30 years.
Wow. Scott?
I'm going to go 4.5. I love that match. Like, I thought Hansen looked great. Terry sold his ass off. And I even love Dory Sr. I know it's really Junior running in, but I'm going.
DMV Dory. All right, Matt, what'd you think?
I'll go 4.5 too. The scars, bumps, and bruises from this match, Terry Funk is probably still feeling today.
Yeah. So, guys, before adding that up, that now takes us to the second best match we've watched since we've done the podcast, under Killshot and Fox. So it's at number 2 now. So,
good stuff.
Yes.
All right.
Equally as bloody and destructive.
Yeah. I just say right now, go out of your way to watch that match if you've never watched it. That was fantastic.
All right. Well, we have another one that could be very good coming up as our last one. So, do we want to get into the last one? Are we ready?
Yeah. Let's do it. Hang on, hang on. Give me a second. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm ready when you guys are.
All right. I have a I still have my ad play. I have a Domino's ad for the Domino's.
Yeah, me too.
So, all right, but I'm good now. So this one is kind of a long one too. So this will be Walter versus Will Ospreay for the first time ever, apparently, for the Internet Championship at Stack 2018, which I'm not familiar with this promotion, but I think it is, I'm assuming, an indie promotion in the UK.
Did you say for the Internet title?
That's what it says, the Internet Championship from Stack 2018.
All righty then.
But so just to give a reason why I picked this, I know everyone loves Walter. Will Ospreay is a pretty well-known guy. We could get into our thoughts about each guy as we get into it, but I thought it was, you know, anything to see. I'm always interested in, like, Walter's, like, ascension into where he is now and, like, before he got to WWE, because I feel like he went on this run in the indie scene that was kind of, like, legendary and, like, everybody was talking about him. So I thought this would be a fun one, and I wanted to get something kind of modern because most of what we watch was kind of older stuff, so I thought this was a good modern one to pick. But it's got a lot to it, so if y'all are ready, I'll count us down. Are we good?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do it. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So Walter in his ring conf gimmick still at the
start. Oh, my God.
You know, one of the tragedies of the pandemic is that we have not gotten nearly enough Walter.
Well, weren't we supposed to get Balor versus Walter?
I think at one point we were, weren't we?
Yeah, supposed to be after Mania. Yeah, they were supposed to do a takeover in, was it Cardiff? No, it wasn't Cardiff. It was somewhere in Wales, I think.
So well, I think he's wrestling on the rematch.
Probably one of the best matches during the pandemic. I can't pronounce that guy's name he's facing, by the way.
Yeah, Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah, that first match they had is one of the best ones that happened during a pandemic.
So Walter is kind of universally beloved. He's like one of those guys. I mean, I'm sure there's some people don't like him, but I think as far as wrestlers goes, he's one of the few that I feel like it's universally loved. Ospreay, on the other hand, is kind of, I feel like, I don't know, what's everyone's feelings on Ospreay as we watch these hype packages before the match actually starts?
I'm hit and miss on Ospreay. I think he's had some good matches, but I'm kind of hot and cold on him.
Yep. Same boat for me.
I don't think I've seen enough of him, but mm-hmm. I think I've liked the stuff that I've seen of him.
This is the first match of Ospreay's I have seen, so the hype package looked pretty well.
Right. I haven't watched a ton of it because I feel like with him, it's him as a person. He's kind of known as being, I guess, a little bit of a douche. It's sort of his reputation in real life. But I haven't seen a lot of his matches, but I feel like almost everyone I've seen I've enjoyed and some I've really, really liked. Again, limited. I saw him versus it was at Mania, the New Orleans Mania, the last one, I think 34 that weekend. I saw him face Riddle. When Riddle was still in the indies, and I really enjoyed that one quite a bit.
I mean, I will say both of these guys look like they're bad guys in Bond movies, so they have that going for them.
Right. It's certainly an interesting matchup, these two. I mean, polar opposites.
Right.
I had never seen one single Walter match until he came to NXT. That's the first time I'd ever seen him wrestle. And I thought he was fantastic immediately.
they scooped him up like right as he was starting to really break out, like in U.S. Indies and stuff. WWE scooped him up like right away.
Now there's a guy I don't understand why they were putting on the main roster. Like, you want to talk about building new stars? Like, wouldn't you much rather see someone like him take on like Lashley versus Goldberg?
Well, I know what they'll probably say is that he looks too bland and he has no personality.
Man, I would love to see him on the main and just dominate.
I would love to, but we got, you know, senile old man Vince fucking running it.
Yeah. So. But he could be better. He could be their next Lesnar if they did it right.
They can't do that. They got to keep pushing Jinder Mahal.
Oh, of course. And
fucking Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
You think it's like a body thing with him too? Because I mean, he's huge, obviously, but he's not really like cut. He's kind of more built in that old school wrestler.
He's too fat.
He's too flabby for
Right. Oh, I just got an ad in the middle of it. What the fuck?
Oh no.
Dickweed. All right, I skipped the ad. We're good.
I'm back.
Might be a little ahead now. So.
I got an ad too. So probably we all got it.
These damn pesky 30-minute matches with their ads. So he has the same music here as he does in NXT.
Yeah. And imagine it's probably...
It's like a classical piece of music.
I was going to say, it's like public domain, probably.
Right.
I will say he has a hell... Like, he has such a baby face. Like, I'm not saying, like, he's a baby face, but, like... Yeah, it looks like a baby.
If you say I look like baby again, I crush your temple. I will cave
it. Is he Draco? Is that what we're doing?
As long as he doesn't slap in the chest like Kofi's.
It looks like they invested some money in the internet title. That's a hot commodity, that internet belt.
The internet is a very expensive place. I mean, all kinds of money on the internet.
I wonder what the qualifications are to be the internet champion. Like, what does it represent? I guess is my question.
Google.
It's like, if we had a belt like in a PTPN group, that would be like the internet title, I think. And
whatever happened to the Ask Jeeves title? Where did that end up?
Same place where the dog pile title is.
Pets.com.
The ring comp thing is interesting because the gimmick sort of is like he's a Nazi or something.
He really is.
Yeah. You know, with the name of this show, like Stacked 18, you'd think it'd be booked by the porn wrestling company.
Lizzie Borden and Major Fans. A buck naked match.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this match. Based off just like everyone said, the wrestlers are great. I mean, I've seen Walter matches, of course.
Yeah, going back to that weekend for Mania 34, like I usually don't do a ton of them, these stuff. I don't know why I decided for that one. Maybe it's because like I didn't have to travel, but I just went to like a whole day of this stuff, and it was right as all these guys were kind of on the cusp of getting scooped up. But it was like Walter, Keith Lee, Riddle, all those guys were kind of like the, you know, the hot guys that weekend on the indie shows. So all the indie shows are just like a combination of all those guys and like different matchups. And like even guys who are in AEW now, like Darby and all those guys were there too.
That ring looks fucking massive.
It really does.
Yeah. Walter, I'm telling you, there's something about this man.
I'm telling you, he's going to give it all he's got.
I'm surprised WWE hasn't tried to get Ospreay just based off his buzz. I mean, that's what they were doing around this time.
Yeah, just getting everybody.
He didn't want to be stuck in the cruiserweight division, so he probably just turned him down.
Yeah. 205 Live.
Is that even still around since they released everyone?
It's probably just a rotation of like five people.
Yes, 205 Live is still.
205 with five guys wrestling in for us.
205 guys
wrestling in.
It's just a 20 and then the five guys logo.
A little bit of a slow start.
Oh.
Yeah. They're it's in for the long haul.
I mean, it is a 30-minute match, so.
I will sling you if I feel like it.
Jesus.
Right. So I'm going to look up and see what else was on the stacked card.
I bet it was stacked.
We already said it. It was Major Guns and Lizzie Borden. And
Major Guns.
China as She-Hulk.
Major Guns, a.k.a. Tylene Buck.
Oh, excuse me.
Shout out to James Grunberg.
Buck Nasty.
Gross. Smell Club.
Oh,
She-Hulk's in the Smell Club.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
Can we put dead people in the Smell Club?
I think they would qualify more than anybody, probably.
That's mean.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put anybody in the club if you try hard enough.
Yeah.
I mean, she naturally smells, I guess.
The captions, I guess they were talking about Zack Sabre Jr., and the caption said, Zack Sabre Virginia.
Here we go.
Oh, Sexay Virginia. Oh, Sexay Virginia.
That sounds like a terrible, like, terrible action movie. Zack Saves Virginia.
Starring on, Zach Morris.
It's on Disney Channel.
Osprey doing a good job of not getting his shit pushed in immediately.
Yeah,
he's not doing a good job of cat and mouse with him.
Yeah. He's not getting Vadered yet, so.
Right, oh, so
this is
he's not getting involved.
Well, there we go. God.
Spoke too soon.
This is in Manchester, right? Yes. All right, let's see what else we got on here.
I will cave in your chest.
Havoc and Haskins versus Alpha Bad. Alpha Bad. Chris Brooks versus Chris Ridgeway. Joe Henry versus Martin Kirby. Bea Priestley, by the way, Bea Priestley is Will Ospreay's ex-girlfriend. They broke up when he won the Japan title, just FYI. Versus Zoe Lucas.
Showing like the Perez Hilton of indie wrestling. Drake,
he's the Page Six of
Drake. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Yikes.
Then he did like, then Walter did like a little Bret Hart, like little shimmy right there.
Right.
Drake versus El Phantasmo. Doug Williams versus John Bad Bones Klinger.
Klinger?
Bad Bones Klinger.
Did Omari, Drake wrap himself out?
And Omari versus the Lucky Kid. So great, what a great card.
Is that Omari from the 96 Rumble?
Is it Omarion from
I was thinking the same thing that you beat me to it.
From B2K?
Right.
Just the ice box where like where his God heart used to be.
Boom, boom, boom.
I can go tit for tat with that 2000s hip hop with you, Suzo. Let's go.
At the sea, Osprey's body go bump, bump, bump.
What is up with Osprey's tights? Those are some. Oh.
He's got like some Thundercats logo going on his leg.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to figure it out. He's just freaking. Wow. I love Walter.
So many Walter Chop comments.
So we're 11 minutes in, and this has been a squash.
Yeah, it's starting to heat up
a little bit. But... Oh! It was a Hansen-type thing.
Osprey got a little bit in the... It was like Osprey kind of was feeling it out, and then Walter like got tired of his shit. And
yeah.
Then Sousa jinxed. Sousa's like, yeah, Osprey's done a good job of staying away from Walter, and then Walter just catches him like a bug.
You're welcome.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Oh. Osprey's about to die. Oh! I will concave your chest.
Oh,
I'll do it again.
Somebody in the comments said, Walter looks like someone's been messing with body size dials in a wrestling game. Oh, there you go, Osprey. Educated feet of Will Osprey. Mm.
You've been watching too much 2002 WWF.
You know how much I love educated feet.
Yeah, we've heard.
Oh, I did like that. I like how we went super low in the ankle.
Then Osprey just patted his ass like it was hurt.
Wait, Sean, you got a Wahoo McDaniels reference in the...
Oh, God.
Wahoo McDaniels, Ric Flair, Ronnie Garvin, Scott Hall put all their chops together. They don't add up to a Walter chop.
Yeah, I'm very down on Wahoo McDaniel at this point.
Well,
Sean, can't imagine why.
Yeah. Sean made me watch some shit.
Colin finally convinced me that I was indeed wrong about Wahoo McDaniel.
I kind of like the idea of Walter as like a giant Ronnie Garvin. That's kind of a fun comparison.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could.
Hands of stone?
It's probably just the hair, too.
Ronnie Garvin's
chops were something to behold. I don't know if I would go.
Right.
You're probably right. I mean, Walter probably does, but Ronnie Garvin was the master.
No, I'm just saying it's like the whole vibe.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's just because he has that like buzz cut haircut too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely not got an ad.
And, yeah, I did too. Just, motherfucker.
And he's definitely got a better gimmick too than Ronnie Garvin.
Did everybody get an ad?
Yeah. No, I got mine earlier.
I was able to just speed through it.
So. I'm back now.
Walter's on the outside staggering around drunk, like I'm assuming Jake will be at SummerSlam.
Now, Jake will be fine.
I'll be fine.
He'll be fine. The internet title on the line.
Hands of Kyoto Walter.
Those casino drinks.
Is that the commentator from MXC that used to be on Spike?
I don't know. I thought I was watching Inglourious Bastards for a
minute. Remember that show?
Oh, shit.
I loved that show.
I did too.
Waiting for Shoshana to burn the arena down.
Kenny Blankenship.
I'm sure we're all at different points in a match now. It'll probably
even out, though, because we're probably all going to add.
Well, I'm on the outside with Ospreay just lighting the... Oh! Walter just hit the ring post with his hand, so I guess I'm ahead.
Yeah, you are.
All right, let me know when you guys get to the point where he goes to chop Ospreay and misses and hits the ring post.
Spoilers.
Well, I'm trying to keep it up.
Just got it. Oh, that was a cool spot.
Oh, you got it, Jake?
Yeah, I just got it.
Fuck, that looked like it hurt. Yeah, I just got it, too.
Oh, God.
All right, it sounds like we're all synced up now.
Yep.
God. Yeah, we're all synced up just by everyone saying, oh, God.
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
Another thing I know is, like, isn't Ospreay kind of known for being pretty, like, reckless with his body? I feel like as little as I know about him, I know that.
Yeah, he does some crazy shit in the ring, like flips and whatnot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of, like, he'll have to retire by age 30 comments and stuff like that from what he does.
Look, when you're wrestling for the prestigious internet championship, you got to be willing to do whatever it takes.
Let's start.
You just got to live your life a quarter mile at a time.
I will win the internet championship, and I will like it.
Oh, Ospreay is bleeding.
Ooh. And I will do it for Imperium.
what busted him open, that dart to the... I guess fucking long dart.
Yeah. I don't know, being thrown into the goddamn ring post.
Yeah, maybe. I guess that would make you bleed. Make sure you pull your hair back to accentuate the blood.
Looking at Walter in your head just spontaneously splits.
Oh, good. Now I don't have to crack your skull.
His finisher is the same thing from Scanners. He just makes somebody's head explode.
I would put Walter up there with New Jack and Stan Hansen as guys I would not want to be in a ring with.
No. I'm sensing a pattern with these picks.
Yeah, Jake.
Minus the Fritz Von Erich match.
I don't know, man. Based on what I saw on Fritz. I don't think I'd want to be in a ring with Fritz either. He was pretty good.
I mean, I could certainly take Fritz now. I mean, but.
Right. You could also take New Jack now.
Right.
Yeah, or you have New Jack literally saying he wants to murder you.
I think New Jack's ghost could still kick my ass. But...
openly admitting that he's trying to murder you.
Yeah, I think New Jack's corpse would still rake your head with a cheese grater.
Probably. Oh, God, I think Ospreay's nipple just flew into the fifth row.
It did look like it was missing there for a minute.
Jesus.
Nipple off.
Oh, my nipple.
You're right in the breast.
Good Lord, you landed in somebody's beer.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with Walter's chops. They are just disgusting.
Oh my God.
I do have to say, the blade job leaves something to be desired after Terry Funk, like... cut himself down to his brain.
Ospreay was trying to cut himself with like a toothpick or something.
That is a bad lay job. Like to the point where he had to pull his hair back to make sure it was showing.
Right.
That was bad.
It's like it dried up before it could do anything.
Gave him like a quarter just to scrape his forehead with.
Scrape job. Terry Funk. Come on, Will. You gotta put some ass into it, buddy.
This shit is making me bleed, it isn't.
After seeing this, Sean, You're the one that said he should be on the main roster. I want to see Walter just destroying people on the main roster. Like,
I told you, he should be like their actual Brock, but the Brock that can actually go in matches at this point.
Well, you see, that would be cool, so they won't do that.
Exactly. Yeah, so here's the question, though. What do they do with them? What are they going to do with if NXT is the rumor they're going back to doing what they were doing with it in the past, what are they going to do with Walter? They got to bring him to the main roster at that point.
Well, he just, I mean, he's still technically in the UK, so just have him.
Yeah, but does anybody even watch that show anymore? No.
Walter will become the new Bull Dempsey. I mean, that's the only logical step.
Bull.
Bull fit.
Walt, did y'all catch Walt, that kick?
Let me rephrase. My cousin, Bull Dempsey. I do. Gotta give him the credit.
Your alter ego, you mean?
Yes.
That was one of the worst looking moonsaults I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that dropkick.
Jesus.
I like the spot, but it's.
Oh, my God. He killed him with that dropkick.
Dude, that's some bullshit. Kicking out, crap. Oh, get out of here with your.
The referee, British Dave Meltzer, with a smoke out.
Christ. Get out! Get out with the kick out bullshit. You should have died. Wow.
Yeah, that friggin' drop kick should have been ball game.
He kind of looks like Tyler Breeze a little bit. Osprey, I know someone's gonna give me shit on that.
If anyone would, it'd probably be Logan.
Is it my eyes? Where you look at
me? I was waiting for it.
They are so gorgeous. My name is Osprey.
Oh my God. I thought this would be more 50-50, but this has been like 80-20 Walter.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, he's spitting his face.
I'll let them get a few spots in. I like that kick he did when Walter was in the corner and he like kicked it, like he kicked between Walter's legs and kicked him in the face. That was cool.
Oh God.
Oh. Dropped him on his stack of dimes.
Oh my stack of dimes. He calls a Nick.
That C4 vertebrae got compressed.
Goddamn, pal.
Reminds a little bit of the last match. This is kind of a glorified squash.
Well, hell, so.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it would be weird if it was.
The branch ain't the only thing that's broken.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't think Osprey should go and have, like, a 50-50 match with.
No, Walter, no. Probably. Absolutely not. No.
Right?
Oh, my God.
But I think Osprey's got enough to make it interesting. Like, he gets a few little.
My God, Walter.
Little spots in every now and then to make you realize he's not dead yet.
He's got more offense than Funk did at this point.
Yeah, because at this point in the Funk match, he was being led. Oh,
yeah,
by his throat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, by this.
Oh.
That's kind of
a little botch.
Yeah. Oh. That was tough though. They didn't have any. There's no room out there.
Yeah. Not a big ringside area there.
Yeah, they had to have a freaking gigantic ring, so they don't have enough space between them.
That ring is massive.
Ooh, that's a nice body press.
Manchester!
Out of the way, you stupid ref.
Oh.
Logan with the ref.
There's Logan with the refs. Mark that up.
Is Mark Posey the ref in this match?
Mark? You mean Mark?
His brother. Mike's
Mark, his brother. It's Mark Posey.
Marcus Alexander
his British
Posey.
Brother.
He's his been British rookie brother. Ref of the year the past 5 years.
I leave the ref hate on that pod to Logan because I'm busy hating everything else.
I remember when I wrestled David Young at the asylum, I do.
Slick Johnson's my new victim.
So Nathan Jones.
Nathan Jones.
Nathan Jones is coming from Australia. He's going to fuck your ass up.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah. Steak and shrimp.
Is that a Walter?
We watched The Condemned from Square Circle of the Silver Screen, and I was like, I'm so glad we chose this Nathan Jones movie. Because he's also in it.
He should have been the lead. Nathan Jones.
No, I had to be the lead, and I threw his ass off a waterfall like a bear.
I'm hearing a little bit of
God.
Just keep doing that, Walter.
Yeah, the commentary on this is like if Callum did an eight ball or something.
I hear it in the background, and I'm dying laughing.
Walter. Oh, he put some elbow grease in that chop, he did.
Oh. I don't think that's going to do much, Osprey. Slapping his titties.
There you go. What?
Oh, that kip up was cool, though.
That was really good.
Oh, that was nice.
And he did go back down, which I liked, too. That was cool.
Oh, thank God he's able to fight through that paper cut on his forehead, you guys.
God damn it. Quit reading my mind, Susan. I was about to say paper cut. Yeah. I hate that shit.
He's already stopped bleeding. Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, he would have been better off not. Yeah.
We needed a full blade job there.
He should have done a blade job like on his chest.
Yes.
Yeah.
With his little rainbow bright tights.
Oh, those kicks look like shit.
They are. They're really bad.
That's what happens when you use safety scissors to try and draw blood.
Oh, that was a nice little...
Yeah.
Oh,
oh Jesus.
Walter said, fuck that shit.
Maybe his kicks don't look good because we just got finished watching Stan Hansen legitimately peg Terry Funk in the face.
Yes.
No!
Second
from a new internet champion
coming on September. Oh, can't believe it.
I like how excited he got over the word internet.
Internet champion.
This is the greatest match I've ever seen.
Sponsored by Google.
The Firefox title's on the line.
Did he really just... Wow.
This is the Mozilla Wrestling Federation.
This match on the Microsoft edge of my seat.
Coming up next is Kling. We're going to see Klinga after this match.
Oh, God. I finally got hit with the ad.
I got an ad.
I got a double ad.
Ah. Should we pause?
I get to skip them, though.
I'm back. I can pause it. Right.
Everybody back?
Okay. Yep. I see both of them down.
The
main
event tonight will be for the Chrome Championship.
Give me a quick stamp. Y'all give me a stamp real quick.
25-40.
Yeah.
The upcoming is the Bing Tournament.
Bing Tournament.
Where you can search for She-Hulk.
Oh, God.
We are live at the Amazon Pavilion.
It's the Bitcoin ass in jobs the, of the ring.
Bitcoin
tournament.
In the bank.
Bitcoin in the bank.
Welcome to our developmental league NFT.
Come on, destroy him.
This bell has a lineage back to the old AOL title.
Remember when Hackenschmidt won the Netscape title?
The dial-up champion.
Netscape.
1907, who can forget?
So the most upvoted comment on this is that Walter has that William Regal feel about him, which...
No.
I don't know.
No.
Just because they're like both fleshy, like European guys, I don't know.
Like, European, naturally, he's William
fleshy,
Regal.
Fleshy European. He's a fleshy European.
Like, there goes that really fleshy European Walter hanging on the top rope.
I don't really see Walter.
Yeah, like
dressed
working.
As a showgirl.
Yeah, or like he's not working like submissions. Oh. Like
who's the fleshy European champion at this point?
Osprey with a nice little run here on the moonsaults or the some, whatever you call it.
Shooting star.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's going for another one. Can he do it? And he
that was
all
right, but one, I feel like you could see the strings a little bit too much on that. I feel like you could see Walter, like, making himself stay right there, like, balancing.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
Oh! I like that.
This match reminds me of the greatest MySpace championship match back from 2006.
Tom versus Tila Tequila.
tune in for the Dark Journal Championship match.
Jesus.
Remember when the AOL and Time Warner Championships were unified?
The 10 pounds of silicone.
The 10 pounds of Silicon Valley.
Or like the Booker T. Five-time internet champion.
What the fuck was that?
I will say this match, like, I know, Sean, you have a problem with it. Like many NXT matches, has went on about 5 minutes too long.
No, I haven't had a problem with it, actually.
Oh, God. He just fucking Rikishi Driver'd him.
Yeah, but it didn't look real good. It wasn't real good. Yeah.
That's your ball game.
Oh, is that it? It's over? Yeah. That's it?
Yeah, finishing move was a little botchy.
But. Yeah. So he retained his internet championship.
Now he has to defend against Zack Ryder.
Oh, radio, tell me everything.
Jeez. I do kind of like that finish. I like how he goes immediately to the choke and like actually beats him with the choke. That was kind of cool.
Walter, once again, the Instagram champion.
he talked to the ref and he was like, he passed out like Beach Disney.
I'm coming for the TikTok championship.
I'm glad Mark Posey was our ref there.
All right, Randy, so I'll go to Matt first.
TikTok champion of the world.
I don't know. I liked Walter destroying the shit out of him, but I don't know. I feel like Ospreay's offense, what little there was, wasn't exactly the best. I'll go 3 3/4 on that.
All right. Dot.
Yeah, if you would have asked me 10 minutes ago, I would have went 4 stars, but I just felt the drag. But I'm giving it 3.
Ooh, 3. Jake.
I'm with Sousa. I'm going 3 3/4. I feel like it was just on the borderline. Like, didn't quite get to great for me. There was a few kind of weird spots, and I do agree it maybe dragged a bit at certain points. But overall, I thought it was a really good match.
All right, Logan.
I'm gonna go 3.5.
Okay, Scott. You said 3 3 what?
Just 3.
I'm gonna go 3 1/4. There were points in the match that I really liked, but it was more of a squash, and I liked it more for Walter than I did anything Ospreay, so I'm going to go 3 1/4. All right.
Very good.
So, yeah, kill some time while I tally these up, okay?
All right. We have Walter celebrating with the internet title.
Coming for the Hulu title next month.
And then some weird guy comes out, and I don't know who that is.
Now introducing the HBO Max title. I'm coming for the Twitch title and you can't stop me.
Oh, Shiplet, did you do scores for the matches you missed last time?
Yeah, I have them written down somewhere. Let me find them and I'll get them to you.
Yeah. Or whenever Sean's done, just...
Right.
Well, wow, that Walter match only came in at a 3.3 average, so I think it's pretty surprising, actually. Mm. Wow.
Yeah,
so let me hang on. Keep going. I got to rank all the good ones at this point now.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing from what.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought it'd be a bit better.
The hype package was 5 stars though, because it got me hyped to see it, and
Then it shit all over your dreams.
Yes, it's exactly what happened.
Mm. All right, as we wait for Sean to do math.
All right, I got the tallies at this point.
All right, the results are in.
All right, let me do the worst ones we've watched so far. So number one, still far and away, is Tito and Orton. I forgot about these other fine matches. The Nachka versus Tita Ferrari is our second worst match. I forgot about that classic. Bret Hart versus Disco Inferno in an 8.7.
Jesus. Did you say Bret Hart? Is that like the water jug?
I was laughing when I said Bret Hart because I'd forgotten about that match until
his weird sister Greta Hart.
The Dude Jack match is at 1 star, and rounding up our bottom five is Brock versus Batista at 2 stars. So
that's a tragedy.
Yeah, our best matches, the Killshot Fox match at 4.5 is still in the lead. The Hansen match takes the second place at 4.35 now. followed by Owen Liger, followed by the Punk match, and rounding up top five is the Buck and the Dragons. So that's our top five and bottom five so far.
Starting to develop quite a little library here. I'm liking this.
Yeah.
I like your running record here, Sean.
I am. I'm going to keep doing that just to keep track. So, yeah, that Killshot Fox one I think is going to be a hard one to top. I think Hanson and Funk could have done it if we actually had a finish. And, yeah, it was close, though. We're right at a 4.5 on Killshot Fox, and we're 4.35 on the Hanson match, so not far off.
All right. Well, let's go around and see what everybody's got going on. Schiff, what do you have? What you got cooking?
If you smell what the chef is cooking.
I got Battlestar on the 25th Century with Sean. That drops every other Friday on the Pop feed. Blockbuster Rewind with Eels and Andy Atherton. That drops monthly. This month we're going to be doing American Pie. Pop Goes to the Couch. We may be doing a Titans retrospective, or if depends on when I, so I'm the slack ass on that, when I get caught up. And I can be found on Twitter at Scott_Shiflet. And I'm glad to be back. I missed you, fellas.
Yes, it was fun. I always love doing this pod. Suze, what do you have? You could probably speak on our wonderful Terminator 2 podcast.
Hey, real quick. I feel like yes. Suze's been on twice. Yeah. Should Suze, like, get a pick now since he's kind of unofficial?
I was thinking that. I was going to offer it to him. I was going to offer it to him.
So, Schiff, not Schiff, Souza. Man, I'm having some problems. Souza,
I'm Matt.
You are old. It's okay.
Yeah, so Souza, I am old. Thank you. So, Souza, you know, so you probably get to pick for the next one if you join us, since you're unofficially, you're in the fifth, you're the fifth person now. So, just FYI.
The question is, do I pick a spite pick like Sean has done to me numerous times?
Well, no. Yes. Well, you can decide the picks later. Right now, decide you're going to be on and do it. And
if you don't pick a spite pick now. I'm going to veto it and then make you pick something else until the spite pick. Make them watch like a feet versus feet match or some shit.
Bret Hart versus Jerry Lawler. Yeah, kiss my
no, let's no, go. You can't do a main pay-per-view match. It has to be a random.
Fuck, I can't.
Okay. All right. All right, Susan, plug.
All right. So we are all on Highway to the Impact Zone, so I'll leave that to everybody else. Piece of the action on the wonderful Pop Experience feed. You can find me as the host of that. The last episode of that was Terminator 2 group live watch featuring the gang from PTB NXT. Was a hell of a show, I must say. So look out for that. And you can find me on the Twitter machine at MSouza1991.
Very good. Logan, what you got?
I'll plug a couple things from the No-So feed. I have from Squared Circle, The Silver Screen with Roger. We just did Predator. That came out this past weekend. And then a couple of us have a new podcast coming out called Chronoso. It's going to be a new thing starting up. Some of us are going through the PG era, and then some of us are going through the old WCW pay-per-views. So that should be a real interesting retrospective that we're going to kind of go back and forth on with that one. So I'm looking forward to starting that up here coming up soon. But that's about all I got right now.
All right, Sean?
NWA Crock and Roll on Twitter. The NWA Crack and Roll podcast. Right now, we're watching matches from April to November 85 that we missed in our first round before we get back to December 85 and September. Let's see. The North-South feed, you can find Matt and I monthly looking at the Impact Plus pods. I think our next one is Emergence, where I believe it'll be Christian versus Brian Myers. So I know Matt and I are greatly looking forward to Brian Myers in the main event. And then Chicken Salad, the latest episode just dropped. We do SummerSlam 2010, so please tune into those.
Very good. As for myself, I'll plug the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast. Depending on when this drops, I'm not sure how far I'll be in the timeline, but I'm embroiled in the Katie Vick saga and just watched and should have the episode on No Mercy 2002 out, which is a really awesome show with some all-time classic matches on it. So go ahead and check that out. Other than that, for our merry band that we have here on this YouTube project, I want to thank everyone for listening, and please join us next month as we will roll the wheel again and place our bets and see what we land on. So join us next time. We'll be singing. Oh.
I get knocked down.